very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, September 2nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubeck.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the move by police to ban a protest in Harare's CBD.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6605 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I left Sim because they were beating people, closing shops, so I was very scared to stay there. I thought if I left Zimbabwe, come here, it would be better for me to be a refugee than continue staying in Sim. It's too dangerous for us because soldiers, teachers, policemen, they are not getting paid. So things are not well in Sim.
It's not easy to live in Zimbabwe. That is why so many people are running away from the country. It's because of that. There's hunger, one. There's war itself. It's war itself.
It's war?
It's a war itself. It shows that it's a war. Because they don't mind about our future.
People are now willing to even sacrifice their lives. People are now willing to sacrifice their safety so as to retrieve Zimbabwe out of the hands of this monster called ZANU-PF, of course led by one Robert Mugabe.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the move by the police to outlaw demonstrations in Harare's CBD.
Police announced yesterday a two-week ban on protests in the Harare Central Business District after a recent surge of demonstrations against President Robert Mugabe and his government. Harare Police Chief Superintendent Nupet Saunyama said in a statement that his officers' powers will not be sufficient to prevent public disorder at public marches and protests.
Today the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and other human rights lawyers, such as the leader of the People's Democratic Party, an opposition group, have challenged the constitutionality of that prohibition ban by the police. The police said that they are doing it under the Public Order and Security Act, or POSA. But the human rights lawyers are saying this is outrageous. The new constitution that was signed into law by President Robert Mugabe in 2013.
Gibbs. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yebambe zurukanda basana kusixhuma khona manje namhla sikhuluma khona ukuthi abantu eHarare kabasavunyelwe ukuthi batshengisele ku Central Business District esingathi abantu bakubiza ukuthi yi city center. Ye lokhu ke kuvele emapoliseni abathe abasenelisi ukuthi babe be honqolozela abantu ngesikhathi betshengisela. Ngakho ke sokumele ukuthi kwezindawo kungatshengiselwa. Ipolisi elikhulu kulangale ke eHarare elithe likwenze lokhu ngaphansi komthetho we-Public Order and Security Act. Kodwa ke abaningi bathi lokhu kubakhumbuza lokhu okwakuthiwa yiloma, i-Law and Order Maintenance Act ka-1971. Leyo-ke yayisetshenziswa ngu-Ian Tucker Smith ukuthi agijimisane lalabo ababelwela ilizwe leZimbabwe. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Nansi ingxoxo esilayo lamhlanje. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo, inombolo zike zithi 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo kufuthi.
Wukahama wadiwa nasi tidauti tinge tichitarisa nezve kurambidzwa kuratidzira pakati peguta reHarare kwakaitwa nezuro nema purisa zviri kutanga nasi musi wa 2 kusvika musi wa 16. Chikonzero chakaitirwa izvi nema purisa ndechekuti vari kuti aiwa batamurefu batamupfupi yanga yakuitika muguta reHarare inenge yanga yakuda kuti inge ichigadziriswa, asi vanopikisa vari kuti aiwa mapurisa ndo ari kukonzera mvonga mupopoto nekuti vanhu vakaenda kumatare vakapuwa mvumo yekuratidzira. Mapurisa ari kubva atanga kuvatandanisa vachivarova tsvimbo mugodzi. Tida kunzwa pfungwa dzenyu kuti munoti kudii nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is a legal expert based in the UK. That is Dr. Alex Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much
for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Gibbs. You can fire away.
Yes, so Dr. Magaisa, what is your take on this prohibition in Harare?
Well, you know, first of all, it doesn't surprise me. This is what we have come to expect from the ZANU-PF regime. They are behaving exactly the same way that Ian Smith and the Rhodesian Front used to behave. Like I've said in my article that I wrote today, the Public Order and Security Act is a replica of the Law and Order Maintenance Act, which was enacted in 1961 and caused the then Chief Justice to resign in protest. And that's what we're having here. The ban itself is obviously a reaction to the protests that people have been waging in the last few months, and it shows that government is uncomfortable with the response that people have been having to the demonstration. But my overall comment on it is that the ban is completely unconstitutional, it's unlawful, and it has no place in a constitutional democracy.
And judging by what has happened previously, do you think that this ban will be lifted after only 2 weeks?
Well, you know what? In 1980, when Zimbabwe became independent, the country used to be run on a state of emergency. It was a six-month state of emergency, which was renewed every 6 months, and that went on until 1990. So my view is that although this has been set for 2 weeks, the reality is that they are going to continue renewing this every 2 weeks because they can't have an order for more than a month. So they are putting it at 2 weeks so that they will do that. And it can be 2 weeks until 2018.
Before we introduce our next guest, just a quick question also, Dr. Magaisa. There are some who are saying that, well, you know, there is a coincidence of some sort here. President Robert Mugabe left SADC abruptly. Nothing has been reported in the government media. And the police come up with this ban. Can there be a link, or, you know, people are just stretching their imagination?
No, I think, you know, whenever you have a situation where we have a president who is 92 years old and obviously has not been in very good health in recent weeks, as evident when you see him, I think people are bound to speculate, especially with what has transpired. There might be a view that the ban is intended to calm people down, to remove the large numbers of people from the city center, just in case there is a problem with the president. But it may also be that the police simply don't have the necessary equipment to, you know, deal with demonstrations. You know, they've been using tear gas, they've been using this water and the water cannons, which I understand they get from foreign countries. They may have been running out of this, out of stock, and they are probably trying to use the two-week period to replenish stocks. So, yeah, there could be any number of reasons, but we can only speculate.
So the message from the police might be that, bear with us, we are waiting for the tear gas before you resume your demonstrations.
And they might be trying to replenish their stocks, but... yeah, you know, they've probably been caught by surprise by the demonstrations that took place over the last few months.
Thank you so much. And I think we have our next guest, Gibbs, that is a human rights lawyer, Mr. Lizwe Jamela, operating from the southern region. Mr. Jamela, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Jamela, you are right down there in Bulawayo. And tell us, what are people saying about this ban, you know, in Harare?
The ban might be just talking about Harare, but on the ground in the southern region, what I'm just saying is that we may as well also be talking about a ban, even if there's no formal ban, as it were, because we are actually also having the same problem where people do the necessary things in terms of the public order and security aid. They notify the police for intending to do peaceful demonstrations and presenting petitions. We're talking about unarmed persons here who could be given a proper police escort, or we'll be saying we can even provide marshals who'll be taking care of the rights of other persons who are not the non-demonstrators. But I'll just tell you that this week we've been running around with youths who had been arrested, actually having done all that process. So you can tell the attitude of the police that as far as they are concerned, demonstrations are illegal and they just don't want demonstrations. So you can talk about a ban that is in Harare that has been publicized in terms of the legal provisions. But we also are operating on a memorandum of a ban that is not even communicated within the southern region as well.
Now, but Mr. Jamela, it's unfortunate that we don't have anyone from the police, so I might as well get angry on their behalf. But they are saying some of the demonstrations have turned violent, and as a result, they have to clamp down. Otherwise, the country will be ungovernable.
Oh, thank you very much. I think that is just trying to cover someone's face. Let's face the truth here. Demonstrations that happen that have nothing to do with the ruling party, they tend to be violent. Those that are done in support of the ruling party, they never turn violent. Is there a coincidence there? We saw the UTs, so they call themselves the UTs of Zanzibar demonstrating, and they don't turn violent. We see the million march men in Harare marching. Million people. I'm talking about million people is there if they want to call it. And we don't see it turning violent. So what is the ingredient for violence here? Is the ingredient for violence not supporting a government, or is the ingredient of violence the police simply throwing tear gas to peaceful demonstrators? Because we have to make a clear distinction here. Like, for instance, I'm giving you an issue here where we have youths in Bulawayo who simply come together and say, we just want to go and present a petition. They go to the police. Police, this is who we are. We want to do a demonstration from point A to point B. This is our map. We want to organize marshals who are going to be distinctly identified with their clothing, reflective vest, and everything. You can come in and also assist us. We have seen marches with police escorts. Why would they simply not offer a police escort? Instead, when you get to the place where the demonstration starts, you find police outnumbering the number of demonstrators. Then you ask yourself, what the hell is happening?
Thank you so much, gentlemen. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And the good news is for our radio listeners, we are not breaking anymore after 30 minutes. It's 1 hour. So please stay tuned. Tine mterere do kutanga wa gogode
makadi. Makadi, ndiwa Zulu.
Ndiwa Zulu. Zulu kufamba here kujonu.
Kujoni kuri nani kwa kadi woko huko Amerika huko.
Aiwa ndezwe mtu waku mwaka oma kumwe mnyoro, tipeo pfungwa zenyu tinzu.
Zinu rwaza zukuti kana wana wakati wa dumu srijivu zingawa nyarari. Kuko fanana na baba unuti mwanaka babanduda banana. Kutewa uti antidiwa nantua resi mabanana panu. Nukutu unigo sina mario kutenga. Kana uri baba unotembira mwana banana wani. What you write? Sundurini mungu na utawarisi mabanana, sundurini mfuta orasi, sundurini mfuta orasi, kiti kuna mfuta orasi, kiti kuna mfuta orasi, kiti kuna mfuta ma demonstrations ya wana. Sinadewa kuti kana waka misa ma demonstrations ya wana. Kani kumbo misa anitwa ulu wana, kwe zani PFS I itwa wana, asina violence. Saka sinadewa kuti iyo wane zandu wana ya chitanga violence, mamani ma demonstrations ya wana, chita peacefully. Saka ngawa regere isu, ngawa siya wana demonstrations. To vapoto ya hidu kune mapato ya nupikisa. So anga abata na kana waa miso kudaro. Ngawa regere kushia mbaka milia wakangota ya kutaka miso kutitifuri. ngava chinda vana kuma ndona kuti kumiswa kwa demonstration hakusi kumiswa kwa misangano yavo ngava ngona chinda kuma misha vachino mobilize vanhu kuti ke zvino tabatana saka tinofanira kuti tibatane pamwe chete nemi vari kuma misha tiunze Zimbabwe itsva tiunze shanduko vachinda kuma misha vapo voya futi kuno kudiaspora kune vanhu vari kuno kudiaspora taida kuti maopposition parties iwo akabatana ngaataurire nehurumende yedu nehurumende dziri kunze kuti isu tiri kuno vari kunze ngavatigadzirisirevo tine mapepa ari kuno tine mapepa ari pamutemo isusu vane mapepa ari pamutemo ngativhoterevo kuno zviri pamutemo kuti tongovhota sii zvatakaita kuna tiri kusouth africa ka tinogona kuvhota tichingoshandisa tivavhotera nekuita vanhu vari kuno kusouth africa veanc ava tichingovhota sezvi hapana chinogumirwa saka tinokumbira kuti ngatigadzirisirevo izvozvo zvavanenge vakavharirwa kudai tobvapo peya futi kudivi redu isu vanhu vari kunze tingatora vese vari kunze vesiri muzimbabwe kuamerica ukoko kuno kusouth africa kumalawi kupi nokupi kwakazara mazimbabwe saka ende achiita tese mazimbabwens ngatibetserana nevari kumusha kubatsirana kutaura nedzirimwe chete nokuti murimi mumwe haakuriri simbe mbiri saka isu tose kana tikabatana kuti kana panouya mutungamiriri wenyika asi zvakaita koko ari kuuya kusangano wesamiti wedzinouyawo ngavabatane vese muinde veipapo kana muchibata maplakadi ekuti enough is enough pasamiti ipapo enough is enough
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagogode
vakauyawa kuno toita zvimwe chete izvozvo tichibetserana nevari kumusha nekuti vari kumusha munorohwa vanorohwa isu sekuno tinogona kusarohwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tive neshoko rimwe
tinotenda zvikuru vagogode nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Aiwa, Nemio, you heard there from Mr. Gogode in South Africa, who is saying that, you know, the opposition parties must unite, that they've been banned in the CBD, must not be a cause for serious concern, but they should go to raw areas, and is also urging Zimbabweans in the diaspora to protest each time Mr. Mugabe visits, say, New York this month, as is expected, and also South Africa.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke uWillard Moyo okhona ngale ke eSlovela. Baba Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Tshonile Dube, litshona njani lanti
ba? Hayi, sitshone kahle, ifoni yakho inandokubi lapha endlebeni. Akuqhubeke sizwe ba.
Hayi bakithi kulusizi ukuthi uhulumende kawezanu lo kathi sebehlutshwa yikuyini sebesethusela abantu abababusayo sebebesaba abantu sokusezengazanti abantu laba kayisiba ababafaka esikhundleni angithi bayabhosta bathi bona bawina bhora mugedi ngo-2013 Nansi bora mugeda abantu the same people are saying no enough is enough allow them to practice their constitutional right yoku demonstrate peacefully they send their police ukuthi bazo disrupt ama gathering ama demonstrations aqoqwa ngabantu ama innocent civilians si government lana ayesaba abantu yikubona lalapho umgabeza khona irali uyafaka amasota thousands and thousands ehambe esearch abantu ama-roadblock ngoba i-fears his own people so we have got a worst leader we have ever had in this planet earth owesaba abantu now usekomanda amapolisi ukuthi adisrupte amise ukuthi singademonstrate kodwa mina alibana ngabe ngiyathola ithuba lokuthi ngikhulume lo president wabantu uMorgan Tsvangirai ngithi mina Let's demonstrate kunjalo bebhanile sibone ukuthi bazasidukula basiqede yini sonke.
So ke kodwa ke nxa ukhangela ubona nzani ke kuyaphetha njani konke lokho.
Dube ulimi lwesindebele luthi okungapheliyo kuyahlola uyindongo izalukhutha ugada kwelinye ilanga kuzafika komlindi uyagcina ngesishona bathi thinobhururuka thinomara. Uzaphela uSmith said not in 1000 years but he went obani bani labo bani bani kuzaphela abantu kabaqine bebambane ngikhuthazela bakuzana kona abalengqondo ezisebenzayo ukuthi kabananzelele ukuthi isitimela sabo isikepe sabo sesitshone emanzini kabaphume bajoinane lozulu abathi bona no igovernment siyehlulekile Robert Mugabe must go umgabe ngahamba ilizwe leli lizahlala kuthi sithole imisebenzi abantu bangabulawa indlala njengalokho esikubonayo
awubona nje emoyo baba sibongile kakhulu ungadilwa kusasa sesibona ngevikezayo So that was Mr. Willard Moyo, who is in Slovela. He was saying that what happened. He actually posed the question and said, "What happened to Paul Mgeti?" He says, "You know, when ZANU-PF was actually campaigning, they were always saying Paul Mgeti, Paul Mgeti. But where is the ball now? You know." So then he went on to say that people should be allowed to protest because that's their right. And he says the president appears to be fearing his own people, which is very dangerous, according to him. But he says one day. And only one day,
the baboon will miss the branch.
So that's an African idiom that is, you know, very serious, you know.
Riketi dzoke kwaburi Dr. Magaisa. Asika Dr. Magaisa, mapurisa arikutiwo vashandisa mutemo we Public Order and Security Act kubuda ne statutory instrument iyo kana kuti mutemo iwoyo.
Ndo kutaura kwavakuita ka sekureva kwandamboita kuyo. Zviri kuitwa nemapurisa emuZimbabwe hazvina kumbosiyana nezvaiitwa nemapurisa munguva yaSmith veBSAP vaya. Saka tiungoita kunge vanhu vari muudzvanyiriri nguva yaingo yana baba vedu nana sekuru vedu ndo zvakuitwa nevana vedu nevazukuru varipo. Mutemo uyu mutemo unodzvanyirira zvakanyanya. Unoita kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri mubiro remutemo dzisakwanise kuti dzishandiswe zvakanaka nevana veZimbabwe. Saka iwo mutemo wacho pache zvawo weposa iwoyo unofanira kutobviswa. Asi hurumende yatora nguva yakareba kuti ichinje mitemo yakaita sana posa nendava yekuti of course posa inovabatsira ivo kuti idzvanyirire vanhu. Asi unofanira kutobva. Saka mapurisa oda yaari kuti ashandisa iye mupurisa uyu. Iwo dairi toba mutemo unofanira kungozitoripo pabumbiro ratinari kuzvinezvi.
Aiwa tinotenda manyatsojekesa. Gibbs,
unozadzokera une mumuteereri. Ubaba uJamela vati becela kuti abe lati for only 15 minutes.
Asking for 30 minutes.
Baba Jamela akuti sikubuzeke umbuzo wokugcina lapho kuthi pho ke njengoba kulabantu abasebethe sebesiya emthethwandaba kuyaphumani khona ngale?
Ukuthi ngithi ngihle ngikhuluma ukuthi emthethwandaba kuzaphumana angikwanisa ukuthi ngingikutsho ngoba lokho sokuphezu kwamandla ami ngoba sesikhuluma ngabathathe izinkosi laba abathonisa amacala. Thina esikufisayo ukuthi nasokuhanje unkantolo bebone nabo ukuthi hhayi nxa sikhangele umthetho lowo weposa njengoba ubaba uMagaisa eyishilo ukuthi umthetho lowo kawusenakawulandawo nxa sikhangelele isekelo sombuso esitsha eselaso sika-2018 umthetho lowo wephosa uzabona ukuthi wabekwa vele singakabi le-constitution ungakabi lelungelo lokuthi abantu betshengisele beyenza ama-petition i-right demonstrated petition which ilungelo likhona kathesi u-section 69 ye-constitution yethu. So nxa ukhangele iphosa kathesi iphosa vele kayisenandawo ukuthi ikwana ngaphi nxa sikhangela le ngqubela phambili yendaba zamalungelo abantu kwezi kweleZimbabwe.
Ye ngicela ukufake-ke briefly ngesikhiwa-ke pho ngokusummarize khona kwathi ukukhuluma.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is that what is going to happen at the court of law is something that I cannot predict. Neither can I preempt what could generally happen because that is a privilege of the judiciary to pronounce on this piece of legislation. But from a legal point of view, an argument point of view, the issue is when you look at POSA, POSA is a piece of legislation that was last amended in 2007 when we did not have the 2013 constitution. Mm-hmm. The 2013 constitution came with a new dispensation when it comes to issues of fundamental rights in Zimbabwe. It actually guaranteed the freedom of demonstrating and petitioning. And the only qualification for that is where there is violence. When demonstrations are done in a violent manner. But now, to simply come up with an umbrella ban of demonstrations, what you are simply saying is any demonstration is a violent demonstration which cannot be sustained. So, generally, I don't think the current POSA itself and the current stance that has been taken following 27 of the same act would actually still have a place in a constitutional democracy when we look at our 2013 constitution. It's high time that piece of legislation repealed or amended to take away some of the acts that are so offending, or to be repealed altogether, because I don't see its place in a democratic space in terms of human rights when we are looking ahead. Otherwise, we will be stuck in the past. We'll be stuck in the days of the Law and Order Maintenance Act, the Smith regime, and everything and everything. We're actually going back in the past instead of going back ahead to be a constitutional democracy that respects and protects and fulfills people's fundamental rights.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jamela. Now you can go and have your dinner. Thank you so much, man.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, before we go to our next two callers, let's go back to Dr. Magaisa. Dr. Magaisa, still on the line?
Yes.
Yes. Now, Doctor, you wanted to say something. You can go ahead.
Oh, no. That's fine. I thought you wanted me to add to what my brother had said.
You can go ahead.
No, I was just going to point out that, there are a number of reasons why this order itself is unconstitutional. The first of it is that, when the Constitution was being drafted, I was fortunate to be sitting at the table. So some of the things that are playing out that fascinate me, because we are coming across situations that some of us had in mind when we were talking about these clauses. So I remember we have clause section 134 of the Constitution, which says that a statutory instrument should not be used to limit or infringe on rights. In other words, kanamchingema kadiram kemone yamunoti statutory instrument aifanire kubvisa marights arimu kumbiro remtemo. And this is exactly what they have done with the SI 101A of 2016. So on that ground alone, that SI is unconstitutional. But like my brother has pointed out, there are also a number of other reasons. The violates the right to demonstrate peace. But I also wanted to add that there are more rights. The freedom of assembly and association is not up to an kungana and to associate and go further and abo. So I find one of the for them to do it on the Palm Sunday. Yamuno Fambaye, you know, to ban my Zuzun, which is engaging Murko Associator. And the procession, that, I don't want to. Then free speech demonstrator is considered free speech. Therefore, when you are banning people from demonstrating or from having processions, you are violating their right to free speech, you know, the freedom of expression. There is also, you know, the freedom of movement. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, you know, the person has the right to move freely within Zimbabwe, include Central Harare. And by banning people, they are violating that right. But more importantly, we also have Section 67, which is very specific on political rights. And one of the rights, which I remember we put specifically to address this situation, says every person has a right to participate individually or collectively in gatherings or groups or in any other manner in peaceful activities to influence the policies of government or any other policy.
Mr. Dr. Magaisa, we are... Hello, Dr. Magaisa?
Yes.
We seem to be having a bad connection. Maybe if you can move a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just quickly take some callers. You heard there, Dr. Magaisa.
Sure.
He is one of the people who drafted
the Constitution,
2018 Constitution. Mm-hmm. Just as some did in the U.S. 1787, James Madison and others in Philadelphia. That's why we invited him, so that he can help us, interpreting that constitution, which seemed to be causing a lot of confusion. Regatendo na mkoma Gilbert pa South Africa. Magadi mkoma Gilbert.
Sofara mkoma Magadi.
Aywa, tiripo. Tipeo mfungwa zenye mkoma Gilbert.
Mzimbabwe, chonisha misa kuti ivo vano tuani sam tema mugabe wakati vano wanita zirashakanaka kano nasunga yati mirishonga vano wanita zirashakanaka wakuna muna nora mbibu but nasa wana wakuta rizira ivo ndo warizwe mtema warukisa mtema wachiputa atizu zwa kuti zinorewa kutu kundini wakati vano wanita zirashakanaka wakasunga rowi kada yama mugabe wati wana wakuta vano wavo kada tamini whatever wankula uti imu kada whatever ivano avo vakudzoka vakuru vavanhu vanhu vanotadza mune zvakanaka vati vadzoka vati aiwa hazvo zvandakata ndakati vanhu imini kana unachitadza mune zvakanaka achifamba mune zvakanaka ngavadi regai vakadaro panguva yaSmith yanganaka kuti nguva yaSmith anga ari murungu anga raginisi vanhu vatema manje zvanhasi vanhu vatema ginisi vanhu vatema hatizi kuti zvinoreve chii muzimbabwe mukana vanhu